Ramsey TV.
God is tendering us, that is, giving us all things richly for our enjoyment. Yeah, 1 Timothy 6:17. I got to quote the scripture verse because you would never believe it could be possible that God could say that. He's giving us all things for our enjoyment. Hardly anybody believes that verse. People look at it suspectly. They think it's a trap or something, that God is trying to lure us into lurid activities and illicit wants. And yet, I say to you today that he means what he says when he says that he has given us all things richly to enjoy. My name is Martin Zender, and the question I ask you this morning is, where the heck is Mountain Grove, Missouri? That's the question that I tender to you, is Mountain Grove. Well, nobody knows for sure except our friends in Missouri, Michael and Marcia Knotts. And I greet them today. They sent me this shirt. They've done other nice things for me, but this shirt, I mean, come on, this was the ultimate nice thing. So thank you for that. And I was speaking to a friend recently on the phone about, well, let's just put it this way. I've been accused of having crutches, of having coping mechanisms to get through this life. Coping mechanisms. I think another name for coping mechanisms would be found in 1 Timothy 6:17. God gives us all things richly to enjoy. What things would these include? Well, you know, it's so funny. People say to me, like, okay, occasionally you'll smoke a cigarette. Is that a habit? Is that a habit? Every day you drink coffee, Martin Zender. Is that a habit? Isn't it bad to have habits? Every day I will fry 2 eggs. Is that a habit? Every day I inhale oxygen from the atmosphere. Is that a habit? Every day I lay down in my bed to rest, to recover from the traumas and tragedies of the day. Is that a habit? Jesus Christ went to the mountains to pray. Is that a habit? Then he had a nice conversation with his disciples. Is that a habit? Every day I put my shoes on before I go out. Is that a habit? Folks, we need to realize that God knew how hard this life would be. He knew he was throwing us into a boiling cauldron of disappointment, temporal defeat, and depression. And so here is the verse in 1 Timothy 6:17, as plain as can be. God is tendering us all things richly to enjoy. Richly. The things he gave us to enjoy are as rich and numerous as the disappointments, the trials, and the depressions. Yeah. Like a giant heap of dollar bills, richly. You figure when you're rich, you have a giant pile of money. You pluck out the separate bills. Well, we have things lying around everywhere that God has given us to enjoy, to get rid of this life, to get through this life, I should say, get rid of this life. We're going to get rid of this life soon, but he's giving us these things, and how dare we not take advantage of them, and how dare we succumb to the religious idea that we were all raised with, that it is evil to enjoy yourself. It is evil to have, quote, habits, unquote, to have vices even, unquote. Like, I think watching television is a vice. Yet, as John Lennon sang in his post-Beatles career, whatever gets you through the night. I mean, I always come back to this verse. I don't condemn myself at all for whatever I need to get through this life. Here's my two qualifications. It's legal and it doesn't hurt anybody else. Other than that, go for it. If it's legal and doesn't hurt anybody else, go for it. What if it ruins your health? Go for it. I withdraw that a little bit, but not too much, because I know people, and you know people, they're famous. I think Mark Twain was one. You know, he smoked 10 cigars a day. Mark Twain said he only had two. He had rules. People say, Twain, Mark, Samuel, Clemens, you seem to smoke all the time. And he would correct people and say, no, that's not true. I have rules. I have rules that I follow concerning cigar smoking. Well, what the hell would they be, Sam? Well, I have two rules, basically. All right, lay them out. Well, I never smoke when I'm asleep, and I never refrain when I'm awake. And yet this man lived to be late 80s, early 90s. You know people. There was a 120-year-old woman somewhere, somehow, and people asked her, what's your secret for survival? She says, I drink whiskey every day and I smoke every day. And there's something to happiness. There's something to doing the things that make you happy that counteracts whatever negative things people sow into those things or people tell you about those things. In other words, you can use things in the world that God has tendered you richly to enjoy, to get you through. You can use them, and you can do one of two things. You can either be happy about them and like thank God for them. I know a person who thanks God for porn. Yeah, this guy looks at porn, and every time he logs off from his little porn sites, instead of feeling wrecked with guilt, he like raises his hands to heaven in some Pentecostal fashion and says, thank you, God, that I can access this stuff for free. It's amazing. Thank you. What a gift. And then he goes dancing along his way, pirouetting even. So it's like, okay, there's one of two things you can do with that all things richly God has given you to enjoy. And that is, you can feel guilty about them because of religious upbringing, because of the training, because of the church that you used to belong to, that's still maybe left over in there. You can feel guilty about them, in which case the guilt will override anything good about the thing. However, you can feel free about it and lovely about it and thank God for it, which will override any of the bad things that are inherent in that, quote, habit, unquote, or, quote, vice, unquote. Case in point, the old woman who's smoking cigarettes, and she smoked cigars too. Can you picture a 102-year-old woman with a stogie hanging out of her mouth? Yes, sir. This is how I did it. Smoked three of these a day. But the joy she got canceled out the reported, purported, inherently bad things about it. And this is God speaking to us. It's your attitude about a thing that counts the most. Paul said in another place, whatever you think is sin is sin. That's an amazing verse. Whatever you think is sin is sin. So the converse of that would be, whatever you don't think is sin is not sin. For instance, my friend who, you know, porn makes him happy. To him, it's not a sin at all. To him, he's looking at like beautiful women on these websites, and he's like, yes, thank you, God. I can't believe this is free. It's amazing. And so, to him, it's not a sin. To a Baptist who, you know, is so circumspect and really stupidly careful about things that God gave richly to enjoy, it would be devastating. It would be devastating. So it's wrong for the person who has all these lovely vices to force them on other people who have these personal foibles, and they don't have the faith to believe. They don't have the faith to believe that God tendered us all things richly to enjoy. All things richly to enjoy. Somebody tell me where that all things, somebody tell me where that is limited. Whatever you perceive as enjoyment, that's legal, thank you. Dismembering women, that's not legal, and you shouldn't do it. And if you enjoy doing that, then there's something screwy. Your conscience has been cauterized or something. So I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about things that are legal and don't hurt anybody else. God has tendered me paper towels richly to enjoy. I know it looks like I'm broadcasting from Mars. That's okay. Actually, I am. I'm at the edge of the bottom of the red planet. I chew these things every day, paper towels. I put them in my mouth like this. I think I've shown you this before. Some people haven't seen it. You need to see it so you can run away while you can. I put these things, and when I'm writing or when I'm thinking, I'll just put these paper towels in my mouth, and it's practically unconscious. I'll just tear one off, and by the end of the day, I kid you not, people have seen, I've sent photographs to certain friends of mine. It's like, okay, I'm confessing, there's a pile of little wet balls, and what the hell is that? These are my paper towels that I've eaten throughout the day. And so, yeah, if I maybe smoke one or two cigarettes a day, I quote, smoke, unquote, 200 of these a day. Not quite, but I do use the kind with no bleach. Second of all, I have fans that are my companions. I have a fan here. This one's called the Hurricane, which is a misnomer if ever there was one. It should be called a Spring Breeze. It's hurricanes. That thing wants to grow up and be a hurricane, but it's not. I have another fan called, I can't see it from here, but it's like an industrial fan. It's like a jet taking off when I plug it in. I'll show that to you sometime. And I have another fan in my bedroom. I'm a fan of fans. God has given me fans to enjoy. And I don't care what people think of them. I need them. I leave them running. Shh, don't tell Juliana because the electric bill. Shh, when I leave one fan running, maybe the Hurricane, so that when I come in, I have noise. They're my, it's my companion, my friends. The fans are my girlfriends, and they're my secret lovers. Then there's the coffee. Yes. Remember this? Yeah, the coffee. Yeah, I get coffee. And it's my friend. And I like it. And it makes me feel better about life. And whatever negative things there are about caffeine are overrided. Or it could be overrode. Overridden, maybe. I don't know. But they're overcompensated for by the joy I get from drinking hot coffee every morning. Anyway, that's my story. And the one thing I don't want is when I stand before Christ and were I to bitch about the hardness of life. You made life so hard. Why did you make it so terrible down there? I could barely get through. You're telling me you bless me, but it's a difficult proposition down there. And I don't want to hear Christ say, oh, I gave you so many things that you refuse to use. You see, many people, they refuse to use M&Ms. They refuse to use paper towels. They refuse to use porn. They refuse to use cigarettes. They refuse to use caffeine because these are crutches, you see, and they must be stronger than that. No, they don't have any crutches. They don't have any coping mechanism. They're going to get by rough, and they're going to get by tough, and they're going to get by raw. They're not going to use the world's. No, they're just going to suffer, not in silence. Oh, no, they don't suffer in silence. They brag about how much they suffer. They suffer, and yet all these things they have to help them get by. And these people are going to bitch to God when they get to heaven. Why did you make it so hard? And God's going to say, I gave you so many things, but you were too religious to enjoy them. You were too stuck up to enjoy them. You were too careful to enjoy them. Paul told you to be careful for nothing, Philippians 4:16. My version says not to worry about anything. Same thing, same thing. So I say to you, use the world, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, but don't use it up. And if you need any advice, the word advice is inherent in the word advice. If you need any advice about how to chew paper towels, I would be making an instructional video very soon. And when I have done that, I will pass it on to you.